lost and erroneous history. Many people are beginning to think not only are some of the ancient constructions incredible, but they shouldn't be able to exist. The reason is the calculations needed to build them are too advanced for the time, and many of the stones are far too heavy to be moved into place. As we go further and further back in time, things are becoming even more incredible. We are finding some very sophisticated buildings and structures. In my mind, there is no doubt we either came to this planet educated or the human race is far older than we are told it is. Over the years and through two different websites, I have discussed the fact the human race can be millions of years old, but I have also said if it is, the fact is being kept from us. I say this because I am sure if this is the case, there are those who know it. Is there a building or buildings somewhere which contains all the proof of who we really are and our history? When you ask about history, you are told by historians that our history is basically true. But we know better, don't we? We know Columbus didn't discover America. We also know there was a chance a lot of people who were credited with inventions didn't really invent them, such as Marconi, given credit for the wireless radio only to have the credit taken away from him many years later by the court system and awarded to Nikola Tesla. Even this wasn't enough for those history buffs, even thought it was ruled Marconi didn't invent the wireless radio. We are still told it was Marconi by many people, including educators. It is very hard for humans to admit their history might be wrong. Every single thing which has happened over the hundreds of thousands of and maybe millions of years we've been on this planet is subject to having been edited. Sometimes it was edited by rulers to make them look better, sometimes by the victors to make their case for the war more valid, and sometimes just by so-called experts who wanted their thoughts inserted into what happened and why. It would be very hard for human beings to get the real story on many famous events. Sometimes events which have happened are denied. I am talking about huge events that took place in front of the entire world. Still, people are trying to rewrite history and say they never occurred. Specifically, this happens with the Holocaust, where the Nazis killed millions of people that included many Jews and some others. It was a tragedy of epic proportions, and films were taken when the Allied armies opened up the concentration camps and showed the remains and some starving prisoners. While it seems impossible, there are those that still deny this and don't want it as part of our history. On a lighter note, there are still those who think the Earth is flat, no matter how much evidence we put forth that show this is not true. They would love to show flat planets instead of round ones on charts and graphs. We have known the Earth is round for thousands of years and can even see it when rockets are launched and are taking pictures of the Earth as they accelerate, along with photos that were taken from the Moon and satellites of the Earth. Recently, we found out that the historical battles which took place with the Egyptians and their enemies were not exactly what they were purported to be. The Egyptian pharaoh, in at least some cases, pre-recorded the battles not as they happened but in such a way as to make the Egyptians look more powerful than they really were. This revelation did not really surprise me. I have to think many ancient rulers did the same thing. Especially those rulers like the pharaohs who were considered gods by their people. It wouldn't have been a good idea to show a god could be beaten by mere mortals, so what would you do recording history of a battle? You would make the pharaoh seem invincible. This restructuring of history seems to rear its ugly face everywhere. Sometimes in a discipline like anthropology, it gets in the way by disregarding finds which don't seem to fit into the evolutionary pattern. Since most anthropologists are Darwinians, and it wasn't until extremely lately that one could even say someone was an anthropologist that didn't agree with Darwin. I always suspected trying to fit skeletons into some sort of an ascending pattern to show each one developed from the prior one has a lot of drawbacks, and yet we seem to have accepted this is history. How do we do that? Simple. If something doesn't fit, we send it off to the basement of the museum and it is never seen again. This certainly doesn't only happen in anthropology, it happens throughout many different disciplines. We were told metal gears such as we find in clocks were invented somewhere around the 13th century AD. We accepted this, not knowing at the time there was a bombshell sitting in the basement of the museum that blew this historical fact out of the water. The object in the basement was known as the Antikythera mechanism. It was roughly 2,000 years or more old. It also was a computer and had many metal gears and it. It seems the ancient Greeks did have metal gears and not only that, they knew how to build a mechanical computer. This meant the history we had been fed for about 700 years was entirely in error. It also meant humans were far more advanced than we thought in ancient times. Perhaps they had other computers we didn't know about which were used to help construct some of the monuments they built. It seems to me there is a big hole in our historical record. We really don't know much about people who lived prior to the ancient Egyptians, Chinese or Indians. There could have been races of humans which if known about change our ancient history entirely. Some races have disappeared without a written record and we know this because they not only left behind traces of their civilization but also there sometimes exists an oral history of those races. It seems if a race has disappeared before about 10,000 years ago, it is very hard to find anything about them. The Earth could have consisted of many, many races who have been lost to time and we have no idea what their lives would have been like or their accomplishments.